Good morning to you. You say that the county's got a big smile on their face. So have I. What we've agreed in principle is that we will run an air show at RAF Scampton in 2017 in September at the earliest.
September. Okay. And when you talk about at RAF Scampton, that means the public would go onto the station, does it?
Yes, I've been listening to the debate around that, and there is still an awful lot of detail to be ironed out, and I accept that it will be frustrating to all of your listeners, but there would be two ways that we could have done this. We could have done everything, you know, secret squirrel behind closed doors and then announce everything in detail, or as we have done so, we said, right, there is an intent that we would like to run an air show at this point, and now that it's in the public domain, I can have all of those conversations that I need to have with all of the agencies, with the local community representatives, and we can sort out the detail from then. It's while it's frustrating today, it's a much easier process.
Well, no, I think you're right to come out and say it, because people just speculate otherwise. But, I mean, so that's to be decided, whether the public would go on to RAF Scampton or whether they'd perhaps go up the Lincolnshire Showground up the road.
What I'm saying is, I'll be honest with you, my aspiration is that people will go on to the RAF base. However, that has yet to be agreed, so I can't confirm it. So,
no.
Detail to come.
But that's your end aim. That's what you want.
Correct.
And have you had any discussions with the Lincolnshire Showground about if that's not possible, that people might be based there and see the aircraft come over the showground?
We have had initial conversations as we were working out the art of the possible, but again, no detailed discussions have been had with them. So, more detail to follow.
You say you hope September next year. What's the likelihood of that happening? How confident are you could get it for next year?
We are clearly going to work towards that, and that's 18 some months away. So we've got a good run at it. However, there are certain legal agreements that we need to put in place, and we need to do a lot of planning. Your contributors in the last hour that have been talking about this are absolutely right. The devil's in the detail. What running an air show involves all sorts of detailed planning with, you know, the traffic, the highways agency, emergency services, etc. So need to get all of that in place so that we run a successful and safe show. So September 17 is a realistic possibility, but it's deliberate that we're saying at the earliest.
And that would be for one day only at this stage, would it?
Again, to be decided. It's certainly a minimum of one day. I hope 2 days, but we'll see what happens.
And again, I'm asking lots of questions that you possibly can't answer, but I know a lot of people want the answers to. But do you know what sort of scale it could be? How many people you could potentially accommodate?
Oh, I love these questions.
the discussions you've probably been having for the last few months anyway.
What I can guarantee you is it's not Waddington moved up the road. This will be a completely new, unique event, and it will have all of its own style to it. But you know, it'll be what you would expect. I would hope that the RAF display assets would all be available to display. We would invite Foreign Air Force participation and also planes in private hands as well. There will be aircraft on the ground in a static display to visit. And one of the big things that we do as a charity is we focus on the interest in aviation in youth. So one of the things we do at the Royal International Air Tattoo, which we run at Fairford every year, we have something called the Techno Zone. And that's where engineering companies put on a lot of very, very tactile and involving exhibits such that youngsters can get involved. And just as a young lad or lady could come in and see an air display for the first time and want to be a pilot, there's an opportunity for our budding engineers also to get that same experience. So we do that at Fairford, and I'm absolutely certain we will have that at the centre of the showground at RAF Scampton.
It feels special to be at Scampton as well, doesn't it? Because you've got the Red Arrows there, you've got the Dam Busters history. It just seems right.
I agree. I think it's a fabulous location. And, of course, we have the Heritage Centre there as well. So, when we were doing the site survey, it had yes written in the box as we drove through the gate.
And you mentioned this will be very different from Waddington, it'll be unique. Presumably you'll want to reflect the whole gambit in Lincolnshire, in that we've got the present very much playing a part, the past and the future all here on our doorstep.
Absolutely, and yeah, it won't be the same every year. We'll have a different theme, and that's got to be worked out as well. But what I can guarantee is that people will have an excellent day out, and we will cater to the whole family, from the enthusiast to hanger-on, perhaps, in the group. But we'll make sure that everybody has a fabulous and safe day.
Well, on behalf of Lincolnshire, thank you for taking this on, because you'll know how much we loved the Waddington Air Show here in Lincolnshire. And I think people were really worried that this just wouldn't happen again.
Well, we recognise that. We have, as a charity, the Royal Air Force Charitable Trust run a major air show, as you are aware. So we have the expertise, and we're just so delighted to be able to use that and bring an air show back to the Lincolnshire area.
And finally, just to ask you another question, which you probably don't know the answer to, when will you know more definitely?
Well, little bits will come together over the coming weeks and months. So my suggestion, we now have a landing page called scamptonairshow.com. On there you will see our official press release, and it gives the opportunity for your listeners, if you load in your email address, then as more information comes to hand, we will share that. It's not in our interest to keep things a secret.
Oh, I've just loaded. You don't mess about, do you? The website's all up and running. Is it going to be called Scampton Air Show? Is that what the name of it will be, or do you not know that yet?
Still to be agreed, but I agree with the principle of plain English. And
says what it does on the tin.
Exactly right.
Thank you so much. It's such great news, and people are so thrilled here in Lincolnshire to be having the air show back. Andy, no doubt we'll speak to you very soon again. Andy Armstrong is the Chief Executive of the RAF Charitable Trust.